High pressure remains the dominant weather feature across interior New York and New England, both at the surface and aloft. Although, as the ridge in the upper level slides off the eastern seaboard and the one at the surface continues to do the same, a southwest wind flow will allow a bit more humidity into the region during the day today. We'll still have a good amount of sunshine, especially the first half of the day, although clouds will be allowed to mix in from the west as we head through the afternoon and especially into the evening hours. High temperatures will be a bit warmer and most everyone will reach into the middle 80s during the second part of the day. As we get into the night tonight, clouds will continue to increase. We do run the risk of a passing shower primarily across the Adirondacks and closer to the Canadian border. Temperatures will drop back into the lower to mid-60s region-wide. The clouds are in advance of a weak cold front which will slide our way from southern parts of Ontario and graze the area during the day on Saturday. As a result, to start the weekend, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be warm and increasingly more humid, and this will lead to a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon. High temperatures will reach into the lower to middle 80s. Behind this front, the upper level high will be allowed to build back in, and the heat will make a big comeback for the second half of the weekend, and so will the humidity. With a mix of hazy sun and clouds, it'll be in the upper 80s and lower 90s on Sunday, and lower to mid 90s with more hazy sun and clouds and humidity on Monday. This will set the stage for a stronger cold front to head our way for the day on Tuesday, and showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side, depending on the timing of the front, with highs back into the mid-80s. Behind this front will clear out nicely for Wednesday and Thursday, with partly to mostly sunny skies. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front will lead to the development of showers and thunderstorms once again across portions of the upper Midwest and Mississippi Valley. Any thunderstorms that develop are anticipated to be slow-moving and could result in large amounts of rain on top of already saturated soil. As a result, flash flood watches have been issued for portions of southeastern South Dakota, southwest Minnesota, and far northwest Iowa. The Storm Prediction Center has also outlined this area as having a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms. South of this front, a surge of warm, moist air has made its way from the Gulf of Mexico and across much of the central United States. This has led to excessively hot and humid conditions that are expected to persist through today. Heat advisories are in place across much of the eastern plains and northern Mississippi Valley. And widespread convection will continue across much of the desert southwest and southern Rockies as monsoonal moisture advects northward. Heavy rain along the terrain could lead to flash flooding with a magnified threat in the normally flood-prone areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 45 degrees with a west wind at 5 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 38 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 55, 73% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.20 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Stanley, Idaho, and Snake River Ranger Station, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy upper 70s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 85 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 70, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 52 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.05 inches below normal, and 17.86 inches for the year, which is 2.28 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 96 set in 1894, and the record low 45 in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 5:29 a.m., sunset this evening 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid-80s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower to mid-80s. Hazy, hot, and humid Sunday and Monday, upper 80s to low 90s Sunday, lower to mid-90s Monday. More showers and thunderstorms likely Tuesday in the mid-80s, and a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday with highs both days in the mid-80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.